This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we leave with news of a big bump in the road. Worries about spreading contagion from troubles in China's property market are sending global equity markets into their steepest decline in months. But the sentiment fall is broad, affecting currencies, interest rates and commodities. Meanwhile, Canada is voting today in federal elections that could well tip their internationally popular Prime Minister out of office on the basis that he's been ineffective at home. Canada's currency is falling. And the market sell-off comes as both Japan and China have had long holiday weekends. But that has not stopped angry investors and property developer Evergrande turning out to continue their besieging of the company's offices, even holding some managers hostage. The firm can't sell assets fast enough to service its impending bond payment obligations. The company blamed ongoing negative media reports that have dampened the confidence of potential property purchasers. There is no sign yet of a Beijing bailout. China's central bank is to issue a regular policy statement tomorrow, and it may move to try and quell the crisis. The US Fed will be watching closely too, and they report in next on Thursday. Elsewhere in the world, there was not a lot of economic data released, but one lone bit deserves attention: German producer prices. They rose much more than expected in August and are up 12% from a year ago. The month-on-month rise from July was at even faster pace. German industry hasn't faced pressure like this in almost 50 years. A good part of those cost pressures are from freight in the global supply chains, and that is not easing off, with the Baltic Dry Index rising yet again, now at a 12-year high. But there are reports that the iron ore price fell almost 10% yesterday alone, especially on futures markets. The sharp drop the weekend futures market suggested might happen on Wall Street has happened. The S&P 500 is down a major 2.2% in afternoon trade to open their week and falling. Overnight, European markets fell hard, with Frankfurt down 2.3% and London down 0.9% to bookend their Monday trading. Yesterday, both the very large Tokyo market and the Shanghai market were closed on holiday, saving them the embarrassment. But Hong Kong traded and fell a sharp 3.3%, driven, of course, by Evergrande. Locally, the ASX ended yesterday down 2.1%, while the NZX 50 got away relatively lightly with only a 0.4% fall. The US Treasury 10-year yield opens today at just over 1.31% and down 5 basis points from this time yesterday. And the price of gold will start today at $1,763 an ounce and up just $9. But oil prices have drifted another dollar lower overnight, so in the US they're now just under $70.50 a barrel, while the international Brent price is now just under $73.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today at just on 70.3 US cents, and little change since this time yesterday. Against the Australian dollar, we're just under 97 Australian cents. Against the euro, we're just on 59.9 euro cents. That means our trade weighted index starts today at 73.7 and now below the top of the 72 to 74 range of the past 10 months. And the Bitcoin price has fallen today and hard, now down at $44,055, down 7.1% from this time yesterday. Volatility in the past 24 hours has been extreme too, at just under plus or minus 6.2%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.